This week, two federal appeals court panels made rulings on the subsidies available to some people who sign up for insurance through the federal healthcare exchange. We'll revisit that issue in a moment. But now we're also learning that people have been using that federal exchange much more than expected since the deadline back in April for open enrollment. There have been nearly a million transactions since then. That's from federal data released to the independent news organization ProPublica yesterday. And joining us now is Charles Ornstein. He's senior reporter at ProPublica, and he's talking to us from the NPR's studios in New York. Hi there, Charles.
Hey, Magda.
So when we talk about the federal exchange, we're talking about healthcare.gov. We had some 5 million signups by the time open enrollment ended in April, but there have been these almost 1 million transactions since then. What are we talking about when we say transactions?
Well, healthcare.gov handles all the insurance enrollments for 36 states, and these are big states like Texas and Florida and Illinois, which didn't set up their own state exchanges. And when open enrollment closed, it essentially was the end of the sort of free period by which anybody could sign up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act. It's an annual sort of period of time. So what's happened since then is that people are still eligible to make changes to their insurance if they have life events, if they get married or if they get divorced, if they lose a job or get a job, if they have a baby. And those folks are going and continuing to use the site. I think some people thought that the level of activity would be really low. But a million transactions means that people have gone in and changed their insurance or signed up for new insurance since the end of open enrollment, so since April 19th.
So it could be changes or it could be new enrollments, but we don't know how many of those million are new enrollments specifically.
It is frustrating that the government has not released any information about any sort of enrollment activity after the end of open enrollment. What an insurance industry official told me was that less than half of that 960,000 represent new enrollments, but that's still, you know, about 480,000 new enrollments, which is not an insignificant number.
Right. So was this a surprise to you and those who follow the Affordable Care Act so closely that there would be this level of activity after open enrollment ended in April?
I think it is. I think that the assumption was that while many people qualified to make changes, not many of those people would. People may, you know, wait a little longer in hopes of getting a new job, or they may have procrastinated in terms of making a change a change to their insurance. But the fact that they are doing that indicates that behind the scenes, the site remains very active. I thought it was really interesting, in fact, that more transactions happened on the site in June than did in November, which was one of the troublesome months for the exchange, but still right in the peak of open enrollment.
Right. It's interesting because these numbers, in a way, they actually raise even more questions about how Americans are using what's available to them through the Affordable Care Act. Because as you report, the Obama administration hasn't really details of how many consumers, for example, failed to pay their premiums and were maybe dropped by their health insurance plans, which matters because there's still this remaining question about whether new members signing up after April would offset that attrition rate.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many questions, and it makes it hard for folks to sort of make a definitive judgment on the success or failure of the Affordable Care Act when we don't know some of the basic bits of information. And so in this case, last fall, when the website healthcare.gov was having so many troubles, the administration was releasing next to no information. And so we put in a Freedom of Information Act request, just find out what was the daily activity like on this site. And just to show you how long it takes to process those requests, it took more than 6 months. It took more than 8 months for us to get back this request, this week, yesterday.
Wow. Quite a long period of time. Now, Charlie, as we mentioned in the introduction to this conversation, these numbers we're talking about are for people on the federal exchange. And these are the same Americans who are in question regarding those two federal appeals court rulings from earlier this week. Because one of the panels ruled that these individuals were not eligible for insurance subsidies from the federal government. Another panel ruled that they were. So does this additional activity that we've been seeing after April have any impact or could change anything regarding where that we stand on the issue of the legality of the subsidies?
Well, pity the poor consumer, right? Just trying to understand and get through their day and understand the way that this law affects them. Here, as you said, you have two powerful courts coming to diametrically opposite conclusions. But one thing is clear, and right, so if there's one takeaway from this, it's that as these legal machinations go on, nothing is happening right now to these subsidies. People can still sign up for policies if they're eligible and get the subsidies, and people who have the subsidies as of right now can keep the subsidies. So that is the one definite amid all of this legal morass.
In the last couple seconds that we have, any news on those state exchanges? Because we've been focusing on the federal exchange right now.
Some states had a lot more luck than others during this open enrollment cycle. California and New York performed really well. Colorado did pretty well. And others had so many problems, like Maryland and Connecticut. Those states are still trying to figure out how to right the ship for the year ahead.
Wow. So lots of news ongoing with the Affordable Care Act.
No question.
And as you report, last thing to note, open enrollment begins again on November 15th. So
get ready.
Charles Ornstein, he's a senior reporter at ProPublica. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.